3 weeks to go, Lord. 3 long weeks until the incessant ads stop, the mudslinging ends, the election signs come down, and we all resume our regular broadcasting. With any luck, we'll put the Trump show into reruns and wait for the Fox News winter lineup featuring the evening variety program Dancing with Donald. Whatever the outcome of this interminable election, the man won't be going away, not for a long, long time. He's basically a herpes virus lurking in your spinal column, just waiting for the right opportunity. Cue the music. You're so vain, you probably think this song is about you. Actually, the song is about him. Me, I'm ready for a break from Mr. T. 4 years has worn me down. If COVID takes away taste and smell, Mighty Mouth has destroyed my sense of humor. My funny bone is atrophied, and I may have forgotten how to laugh, permanently, if this guy gets another term of office. In the middle of a pandemic, with protests going on for months and riots breaking out continually, with kids locked up at home, with parents who can't afford child care, with the economy and smoking ruins for the poor, maybe it's time for someone who wants to unite the country in common cause, not poke a stick in half the nation's eyes. A little optimism instead of incessant pessimism might be a welcome relief. I know I'm sick and tired of the constant vitriol, the finger-pointing, the shaming, and the blaming. How about a plan of action? How about tackling some problems? How about helping those who need help? How about confronting this COVID outbreak with something more substantial than rah-rah, hooray for me, what a job I've done, look at how I've saved probably 2 million lives. Send this Category 5 hurricane back to Mar-a-Lago where they know how to handle disasters. Board up, hunker down, and hope the damage is manageable when the storm subsides. Then go to work rebuilding what was torn down. Maybe you watched the town meeting last week, the one he arranged with NBC after refusing to debate Biden virtually, after he'd contracted COVID. If so, you got the full Monty, the angry guy, the leader who retweets conspiracy theories and then denies knowing anything about them, just sending them out to his Twitter followers and, well, they can decide for themselves. The moderator said, "Come on, Mr. T, you're the president, not somebody's crazy uncle." How wrong she was. He's everyone's crazy uncle.